Good morning. It is Monday, November the 23rd. I am Ben O'Leary here for Marcus today, once again to have a look at the week ahead with you all. And this morning, on a rainy morning in Melbourne, we are up 42 points or 0.62%, which is slightly better than the 34 points our futures were suggesting on Saturday morning. Resources and energy are the best performers, with the sectors up around 2% each. FMG is the best of the bunch on the stock level, up 5%. With BHP and Worley's both up around 3.5%, but all the big names in those two sectors are up nicely. Next best, we have utilities and healthcare up around 1%, and real estate and tech are the laggards, sitting down around 0.3% each in early trade. A very nice headline to read this morning is we are down to just 104 active cases in Australia. Victoria is down to just one active case after its 24th straight day of no new cases or deaths, and yesterday Dan Andrews revealed the latest restriction easing, which came into effect last night and sees Victorians no longer having to wear face masks outdoors, able to have 15 visitors in their homes and gather in groups of 50 outdoors amongst a raft of changes. And in some further good news, the New South Wales and Victorian border has also reopened today. Qantas has already seen massive demand with 25,000 seats booked on the route in the 24 hours it has been open as they resume 17 flights between the cities today. Elsewhere, South Australian kids are heading back to school this morning as the state largely reversed its lockdown after discovering it was all based on a lie told to contact tracers. While the ACT government is set to give the Humans of Canberra vouchers worth up to $40 a day in the lead up to Christmas in a $500,000 attempt to boost spending with local businesses. Now, unfortunately, things aren't quite looking as good across the globe. Over in the US, they are seeing another wave of panic buying, with toilet paper once again flying off the shelves as the states pass 12 million cases and record over 1 million cases in less than a week for the second time. Astonishingly, European countries are now looking to ease restrictions leading into the Christmas period, despite Europe having now passed 16 million cases and the likes of Italy, France and the UK all seeing in excess of 20,000 new cases a day. The UK Transport Secretary is set to announce tonight that the blanket quarantine restrictions will come to an end in time for Christmas so that families can travel to high-risk red list countries to see their relatives. And we've got an updated chart of the COVID infections across the globe up in the strategy section today. And in some other news this morning, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is set to expand the government's business expense tax break to allow companies with over $5 billion in revenue to instantly deduct the cost of new capital investments as long as they make less than that $5 billion amount in Australia. Local names such as Boral, Brambles and Coca-Cola Amatil, as well as US companies like Boeing and GE, will all be eligible for the scheme, while the likes of BHP, Rio Tinto, Wesfarmers, Caltex, AGL and IAG will all be excluded. And this comes just as the Andrews government is set to deliver the biggest and most significant budget in Victoria's history, that's their words, with skills and jobs, confidence and investment the main targets tomorrow night. Now, onto the week ahead. AGM season rolls on with another 23 virtual presentations scheduled this week. Among the ones that we are interested in are Ramsay Healthcare, Nanosonics, Mesoblast, Northern Star Resources, Harvey Norman, Shopping Centres Australasia and WiseTech. Not a whole lot happening outside of that, but we do have results from Technology One, Fisher & Paykel and Virgin UK, while the US have a short week thanks to Thanksgiving on Thursday. Having a look at the ex-dividend calendar, and there is not much of note this week, Amcor and Elders go ex today, with GrainCorp following on Wednesday and ALS on Thursday. On the economic front, we have the market manufacturing and services flash PMIs for Australia, Europe, the UK and the US out today or tonight, depending on where you're looking. Locally, we also have construction work out Wednesday and private capital expenditure on Thursday. Over in the US, it's a pretty busy week thanks to that Thanksgiving public holiday. Among the drops due this week are the second estimate of Q3 GDP, the FOMC minutes, Case-Shiller home prices, house price index, durable goods, corporate profits, trade balance, wholesale inventories, personal spending and new home sales all crammed into the first 3 days of the week so that they can roll into the weekend out of that public holiday. China has a very quiet week with industrial profits on Friday their only release, and there is not much happening in Japan either with just the coincident index and the leading economic index out on Thursday. Elsewhere, Europe has M3 money supply on Thursday and then consumer confidence, economic sentiment and consumer inflation expectations on Friday. While the UK has CBI distributive trades on Tuesday, car production on Thursday, and nationwide inflation expectations on Friday. We of course have our usual technical observations up in the strategies section, and this morning we have 9 RSI sell signals and 4 RSI buy signals, but you will have to log into the website to see what they are. And finally, on the Markets Today media front this week, it is a fairly quiet week with Henry on leave and Chris away for the start of the week. Marcus will be back with his strategy section and podcast each day out around midday for the rest of the week. And he will also be on ABC Radio 774 each morning at around 10:25 with Virginia Trioli. And that's about it from me this morning. Hope you have a great week. I'll catch you next Monday.